So we're still at Clarence Park. We've got some post-match reaction from the Saints manager, Ian Allison. It's ended Saints 1, Dartford 2. Ian, in summary, what's your thoughts so far?
I'm a little bit disappointed, to be fair. I felt we did enough to get something out of the game today. Going forward, I think we've ended up with around about a dozen corners. Dean hasn't, he's had one save to make, which I felt he could have done better with that. But he hasn't had a save to make the whole game. And we've come away again in one of them games where we've had a lot of possession and played really well at times, but got nothing out of it. And that, for me, is a disappointment because we should have got something out of the game today.
And you mentioned corners, first half, second half, lots of corners from the Saints, lots of pressure, which was excellent. Tell us a little bit more about how you found that the corners were delivered and defended.
Well, I mean, obviously you've got to give them a bit of credit because obviously they're, what, sixth in the league, fifth in the league. So, you know, we're not playing against anyone today. We're playing against Dartford, who 2 years ago were in the conference. They've still got good players there. Steve King's obviously always done a good job in whatever team he's had. And they've defended their corners quite well, but two or three times it's fell for us in the box, and just maybe a little bit more luck, we might have managed to get something in terms of a shot away, but we haven't managed to do that. So you've got to give them a little bit of credit from that side of it, but certainly with the amount of corners we've had today, we look like we could have scored a little bit more than what we've done in the end.
I thought the Saints started bright first 10 minutes, second 10 minutes, Dartford came back into it. But overall, do you feel you did have lots of possession? And they didn't seem that threatening apart from on the counter-attack.
I think you're dead right. I think, you know, the first 10 minutes, you're right. I think the second half 10 minutes, we were poor. I didn't think we started the game very well in the second half. We've just questioned there, you know, what we do at half time now, because I think we've gone out thinking we're going down the slope and it's going to be just got to turn up. And we didn't do that second half. I didn't think we started the second half bright. I felt we allowed them to dictate. And then Zane's tried a somewhat 50-yard crossfield ball that's gone out for a throw onto them. Then we sort of went dead for a second. And before we know where we are, they've obviously got a penalty, but you've just showed me the highlights and it clearly shows it wasn't a penalty. Their fella's gone down far too easy. And we've had two incidents in the second half with Sam Merson and Joe, where Joe's got a booking for going down too early. So you've got to look at the whole of the decisions and you've got to say that, you know, somewhere along the line, they've not quite gone for us today.
And I thought Harry Forster, second half, he was explosive when he got in central midfield. He got the ball at his feet, dribbled around. It looked like their midfield and defence couldn't cope with him, and it ended up they would take him out, and therefore we got some dangerous free kicks. How do you think he's bedding in?
I think he's done very well. As I say, it's the first time we've had a bit more of a drier pitch for the boy. I mean, last week at Chippenham and at Havant, the pitches were really heavy and quite wet, so we kept him on the bench last week. We played him against Havant, but he's doing really well. He hasn't played a lot of football, but you can see he's got blistering pace, and I thought first half he was excellent. Again, you've got to question the decision when he goes through in the sort of 15-20 minutes where the last man's took him out and he's clear on goal and the referee gives a yellow card. So, you know, it's all about swings and roundabouts. You need a little bit of luck here and a little bit of luck there, but, you know, the lad's gone through three challenges. He's gone round the last man who's cynically took him down. It's a yellow card, but it could have quite easily been a different card in some of the situations you're in.
And Ian, no doubt you will be disappointed. However, just looking at the other results and where we stand, still 1 point in this between five or six teams. You're going to be playing a couple of them teams in the next couple of weeks away and home. What's your optimism for the Saints fans going forward?
Well, we've just got to win as many games as we can. You know, we've set up till Chippenham last week and today, you know, we're in a good vein of form. We've not played poorly against Chippenham today, but we haven't picked nothing up, and that's the big decision that we have to look at in terms of how do we win games of football. We've played well today. We've had a lot of possession today. We've created lots of chances in terms of corners. We haven't really opened them up and had real goal scoring opportunities, and we haven't made their goalkeeper make too many saves as well as our goalkeeper. We've hit the post late on, could have quite easily gone in again. But we've got to win games of football, and we have to be a little bit brighter, a little bit braver, and we have to try and take the game to the opposition a little bit more than what we're probably doing. But we've also got to be careful that we don't open ourselves up too much and give a lot of goals away and make the goal difference any worse than what it is, because it is going to be tight, it's going to be scary, it's going to be those that want to do it a little bit more than others, and it's about getting everyone pushing in the right direction and pulling in the right direction, because as I say, there's a lot of support at this football club that want us to stay up. There's a lot of people that deserve to see this football club in this league, and we've got to go and work extremely hard. We've got 7 weeks, 8 games, and it's now a few people have got to come and stand up and show what they're really worth. And when the going gets tough, we need to see some real big characters out there and try and get us over the line and make sure we stay safe by the end of the season.
As always, Ian, thank you for your time. Superb, great post-match analysis for us to understand your perspective. And yes, that's Graham Griffin report from Clarence Park, and it's Saturday, 7th of March.